E te whānau hoki mai anō ki tēnei pito-pito kōrero, mātā tātou tauka ko te rā. Welcome back whānau, I'm now joined by Chloe Kyle, Pau Arataki Māori, Curator Māori from Te Puna o Waiwhetū, Christchurch Art Gallery. Hara mai te ahuataka a te ruahikihiki, a moki nau mai ki tēnei whare kōrero. Well, welcome, Chloe, and thank you for joining us today to share your knowledge and kōrero about this amazing event that opens in July.
Tēnā koe.
So earlier we spoke with Whānui Nārimu, Senior Naitahu Weaver, who is leading this particular kaupapa, and she told us about how she became involved. So, Chloe, how did Te Puna Waiwhetū, Christchurch Art Gallery, become involved with this project?
Kia ora mata kiwi. Whaia Rānui, Dr. Donna Campbell and Dr. Catherine Smith approached Te Puna o Waiwhetū, Christchurch Art Gallery, with a proposal for bringing te rā to Te Waipounamu and for exhibition at the Christchurch Art Gallery. And obviously we jumped at the opportunity to have this taonga in our whare, and the opportunity arose to collaborate with the Auckland Museum as well. So te rā will come to Ōtautahi for display at Te Puna o Waiwhetū, the Christchurch Art Gallery, before travelling to Tāmaki for exhibition at the museum.
So I'm wondering if you could tell our listeners what your involvement in this project is.
Sure. Well, I started as Curator Māori at Te Puna o Waiwhetū in February, and this is my first project at the gallery, a big project to start with, and you can imagine my nerves working on a kaupapa like this. And my role as a curator on this exhibition is really about managing and maintaining the different relationships across the different organisation and rōpū that are involved. So as you can imagine, we have Whaia Rānui's project group, we have the British Museum, we have the Auckland Museum, and then at the gallery we have multiple different teams working on this exhibition, and then we have Ngāi Tuā Huriri, who are mana whenua in Ōtautahi, who are supporting us with this kaupapa. And so I view my role as being a bit of a joiner-upper of these different rōpū. I work alongside Felicity Milburn, who's the lead curator at the Christchurch Art Gallery, and together we attend most meetings to do with this exhibition. We will be the people that write about the exhibition, we'll write the labels, we meet with the exhibition designers, we meet with the conservators, we meet with the media. We look at the project sort of from above and make sure that all the different parts are talking to each other. That's my role. And to be honest, it's a really joyful role for me in terms of being able to meet so many different amazing people, particularly that research group who have built a relationship with Te Rā over the last 5 years and have been responsible for bringing Te Rā to Aotearoa for this exhibition.
So Auntie Rānui told us a little bit about the history of Te Rā from a weaver's perspective, but I'm wondering, how did it come to be held at the British Museum, and do we know what its history or what the history is about it?
That's a great question, and I think the mystery of Te Rā is what makes it so captivating to weavers, to researchers, to academics, to artists in Aotearoa. Te Rangi Hiroa, Sir Peter Buck, was interested in the history of Te Rā, and he actually laid down a wiro in 1922 to future researchers, future weavers, to travel to the museum to gather as much mātauranga about this taonga to bring back to Aotearoa. So the interest in this taonga has been around for a long time, but despite all of the amazing research by Whaia Rānui's rōpū, by Te Rā Ringaraupā, the group that has replicated Te Rā, there is still so much we don't know. And how it came to be in the British Museum is one of those questions we have. People can surmise how they think Te Rā might have got to the British Museum, whether it was gifted to somebody, whether it was stolen from Aotearoa, whether it was donated to the British Museum. We just don't know, and we don't know who was responsible. But it's likely it happened sometime in the late 18th century, early 19th century. However, the earliest record of Te Rā being in the British Museum is in the early 20th century, in the early 1900s. So we can assume it's been in the British Museum prior to that, but that's the earliest known record. And so it requires more research. And hopefully one of the outcomes of this exhibition is that more people are interested in this mystery of Te Rā and are interested in engaging in further research.
Absolutely. Now, just coming back to the exhibition, what are the dates? Do we know the dates of when it's opening?
Alright, so Te Rā, the Māori sale, will open at the Christchurch Art Gallery on the 8th of July from 10 a.m, and it'll be open until the 23rd of October, when it will travel to Tāmaki Makaurau. It will be free to the public, so the opening weekend is really exciting. We'll have a private mihi whakatau and karakia for the exhibition in the morning, and then from 10 a.m. we invite the public to visit the exhibition. At 10:30 we'll be having a panel kōrero in our auditorium, chaired by Dr. Anna Marie White, including Whaia Rānui Ngarimu and Darcy Nicholas. They will kōrero about Te Rā and what it means for Māori today. And then at 2 p.m. we'll have another panel kōrero all about the history of Polynesian navigation, and that the skill of our tipuna in using te taiao, using our natural world to voyage across oceans. On the Sunday, the 9th of July, in the morning, we'll have another panel kōrero where you'll be able to hear from Rānui Ngarimu, Donna Campbell and Catherine Smith, the research group who received the Marsden funding to travel to the British Museum and research Te Rā. And then in the afternoon at 2 p.m, we'll be showing Te Whetū Marama, a film about Heck Busby, who was an expert Māori navigator. Throughout the exhibition, there'll be other public programs that I encourage you to have a look on the Christchurch Art Gallery website, or pop into the gallery and grab a What's On guide so you can find out what else is on.
I understand too that Christchurch City Libraries will also be running different programs along with Ōtautahi Weavers, led by Paula Rigby-Heda.
Absolutely. So every Saturday throughout the exhibition, you'll be able to visit the exhibition space where members from the Ōtautahi Weavers Rōpū will be weaving in the exhibition space. And we are also lucky to have the tautoko of the Māori and Multicultural Libraries team from the Christchurch City Libraries, who will be coming to the Christchurch Art Gallery to lead various public programs throughout the exhibition, including story times and some practical workshops. So if you pop onto the Christchurch City Libraries website, you can find information about the activities that they will be hosting at Christchurch Art Gallery associated with the exhibition of Te Rā.
Absolutely. And all of those events will be free, is my understanding, Chloe?
I would just like to add how excited we are to have this taonga at the Christchurch Art Gallery, and how much we want our Ōtautahi community to come and visit this taonga. Even if you think you're not interested in weaving or navigation, this taonga is a symbol of such important aspects of our country's history, and I think there's something that everybody can learn from this exhibition. So we look forward to seeing you at the gallery.
Nō reira te tuakana, nāia te mihi manahau ki a koe mō tō hara mai nei. Kia ora, Chloe. We'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk to us about this really exciting kaupapa. And we wish you and the Christchurch City Art Gallery all the best for the coming exhibition.
Ngā mihi, e te whānau, tēnā koe mātakiwi.